Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for choosing to be here with us today and share some of the most memorable moments of our lives. We arrived here more than 2 months ago, full of hopes and expectations. We were wondering how this trip would unfold and how New York City would treat us. But since the very first moment that I arrived here, I knew that this journey would be interesting enough when my first encounter was with an Israeli-American who couldn't be more thoughtful, critical, sincere about the Israeli-Palestinian issue and about international politics in general. And guess who he was? He was the taxi driver who drove me from the airport. So, I can say that every single moment of this life-changing experience couldn't be more unique, challenging, and also fulfilling. From covering the 9/11 anniversary just a few days after we arrived, to plunging into the UN General Assembly craziness, which highlight for me was getting an interview with the Tunisian president. And soon after, we found ourselves following the US presidential elections, the campaigns, the debates, which provided me personally with an up close seat on the political traditions and behaviors in an established democracy as the United States. But throughout the whole program, and this is the most important part, I was constantly watching the painful unfolding of events in Syria. And then I recognized, or I saw how a simple quest for basic human rights could turn into an ugly war. And it was then that I really realized what I want to do in this life and how I can become a better journalist and how I can tell better stories. Stories that really matter and stories that can make the difference in this world. At home in Tunisia, where I've been covering the political transition for nearly 2 years now, I hadn't really been able to really reflect on what I really want to do. But being here at the UN, in this overwhelmingly diverse environment, and like watching the tremendous work of the UN committees and also watching the Security Council deliberations, and observing the fascinating interaction between almost 200 countries just opened my eyes and pushed me out of my cocoon and my comfort zone. So, ladies and gentlemen, as this fellowship comes to an end, it marks a new beginning for me, the beginning of a new journey that I'm embarking on thanks to the privilege of being one of the Dougies, as the fund members call us secretly. So, lastly, I would like to express my sincere thanks and my sincere gratitude to the fund members and to everybody who contributed to the success of this life-changing experience and who helped make some of our dreams come true. Thank you very much.